Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with our great reader, tarot card reader, Reed, and we've had him on for the last couple of nights, and Reed's going to give us a little bit, some insight on some information that he gathers from the tarot. But for tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit about fairies and spirits and spiritual experiences for our opening tonight. And also, if we can get into the ruins, that would be cool too. So, Reed, have you had any kind of... well, first of all, let's like to welcome Reed out on the show. Reed, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for that nice introduction, Adrian.
You're very welcome, Reed. And Reed, what do you feel about the spirit world?
Well, I'm not a medium, and I'm not sensitive to spirits, but like almost all my friends have had experiences with spirits and ghosts. And I work with a team of psychics at my work, and they're very gifted mediums. And they communicated with fairies, spirit guides, angels, like a whole like host.
Well, that's pretty cool, Reed. I've had some spirit communication and contact myself back when I was about 21. I had an experience where I saw the crying lady, and she came to me to my door, and she had long hair, long black hair, and she was about 5'11". About 5'11", 5'12". And she walked up to me, and she had long black hair. She was crying, and she didn't make any communication with me. And it was a full apparition, a physical apparition. And I think she was getting the energy from off of my energy, which was really high back then, because I used to do a lot of ceremonies and sweat lodges. So that's how she was able to gain a lot of it. Energy for me at that time.
And so what kind of like message was she trying to convey to you? What did she need from you?
Well, Reed, this was during October, the month of October, of course, and we know there's a lot of activity in October because of the veil sulfin. And I think that, you know, it was raining that night, and I think it had something to do with some outer sadness that she wanted me to be the conduit and try to channel to figure out what she wanted to say. I also made a chart read on my pendulum chart for a spirit communication. So if anybody has any spirits that would like to communicate, I would be happy to do a pendulum reading. And Reed's going to be doing the tarot tonight. So, we don't have a lot of time, Reed, but we're going to get right to the show because we have a lot of callers. We were going to get into the ruins, but it looks like the room is filling up. So let's go ahead and start with the first caller from the... Unless you want to mention anything, Reed, you okay? Or?
No, I'm ready. It sounds fabulous. Let's do it.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's go to the number from the 352 area. And you're talking with Reed and Adrian. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, 352. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm from Citrus County, Florida. And my son was 27, and he was murdered back in September 8th of last year, and they still have not found his remains. I'm just wondering if you have any messages for me. I've had two deceased husbands, too, so.
You want to know if he has any messages for you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that would be more of a spirit contact chart. So let's go ahead and go to that chart.
Yeah, his remains have been found, and he's not, but he has been murdered, and they don't know. I don't know. We don't know what happened.
Okay, let me go ahead and see if I can make contact with him. And I'm going to use my my chart to attempt to make communication with him. Let's see if we can, if he'll talk with
his
it. What's
name,
his name?
His name, Kenny.
Kenny.
His birthday.
Okay. And do you know how he died?
He stayed in a friend's house, and they were doing drugs over there, and they robbed him, and I don't know if they hit him in the head or they shot him in the head. They did something to him and just disposed of his body, and they abandoned their house and moved out of state, and nobody knows nothing. There's blood all over the room in there, over there, and I took a picture from outside the house in that room. There's three or four faces in that picture when there's really nobody in the room, you know what I'm saying?
Right now he's holding a lot of secrets. Swinging secrets, and it's like he doesn't. It's like he's attempting to hold a lot of secrets. What were going on back then?
Mm-hmm.
Which means there was more involved.
More people involved.
There was more involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, "I am attempting to open up a doorway so that you can communicate with him." Okay. And is there any questions that you want to ask him?
I want to ask him how many people were involved in this murder.
Okay. There were six people involved.
Six people involved? Okay.
Six people involved. Was it a group?
Well, I had thought it was just him and the wife and the husband, but then I had, I've been having a feeling that this four other people were involved, and I believe that maybe a Sean and the guy they called JB or something like that. I'm not
okay,
sure.
See if that's correct. Saying it's a secret right now, he's not willing to share that.
Is he, can you tell me what they did with him? They took his remains? I mean, there's a lot of rumors on the street that he was burned or he was cut up into pieces. I'm not sure which is true, but the rumors are just starting to come out after 7 months.
Okay. It was hidden in the woods.
In the woods.
Some sort. I'm getting a vision of some kind of woods in the forest or something.
Do you know how far it is from his home? Because the whole house he was at was like 2 miles from here.
Some kind of trail or some sort. Are you picking up trail?
There's a Withlacoochee Trail, there's a Ozella Trail, and there's a Fort Island Trail.
Yeah, he's picking up the forest too, Rita.
Forest.
But there's some kind of trail not too far from his house.
From his house, that's the Withlacoochee Trail.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's there?
Yes.
Is he in one piece?
You want to know if he's in peace?
One piece. One piece, you know. His remains, are they?
Oh, one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, I don't know if they put him in the... I seen the guy with dirt on him. I don't know if they put him in... Dug him in a grave or put him in the water. There's a river right there.
Well, it keeps saying yes the way the pendulum's spinning. It's like when I ask the pendulum, I'll say spin right for yes, spin left for no, and it's spinning... Right now it's spinning right.
He's in one piece.
Yeah.
Has he been found yet? The reason I asked this is they came and got my DNA like 6 months ago, but they're being real secretive about it.
Not yet, but it will be found, it is saying.
Boy, can you ask him if he's in the water or in the woods? Or did you say he's in the woods? because there's a river there.
It's in the water or the woods? He's in the woods.
In the woods. Hmm. Is there any kind of time amount of mileage, like from the house or anything nearby, that would be like a guideline or something, like, you know, railroad tracks or park or anything?
A mile range?
Yeah.
I'm getting 20 to 30 mile range.
Wow, that's a long ways.
Yeah.
Could you ask him if it's 40, if he went, if they took him 41 south?
Well, the whole thing is they're not going to make it too easy to find the remains, but it is in the forest. And they need to search the forest there.
Can they, can you ask him, we have a couple here, we're looking in the middle of, like, all country, can you ask him if he was shot shot or hit in the head?
Was he shot? Say no.
No.
Was he hit in the head? Yes.
Yes. Then there's also rumors of the girl, the blonde-haired girl, that's a witness.
Was there a blonde girl, a witness?
No. Can't ask it if, huh?
It's like swinging toward, and I don't. He's so scared about all this.
Can you ask me if I know who?
What did you see in the card?
Well, I pulled a tarot card and I got the Five of Pentacles upside down, and that means improvement and making new contacts. So I think the situation is on the rise for improvement and hearing news. So that the energy is very positive in that area. So fortune is favoring you.
Oh, thank God. I need to get some resolvement here somewhere. He's got three daughters. One's 2 months old. She was born after he died. And he's got a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old. And it's just horrible. Can you ask him if I know the people that were out, all the people that were involved? Oh, you're breaking up. Hi, I can't hear you. I do know them, the people that were involved. Blog radio has been really having a hard time tonight with their words, with their volume or whatever. They're being able to be clear. So he's in the forest. Would you say forest or would you say game reserve?
Yes, he's at the forest near a hiking trail, and we're having a bad connection from his phone.
Okay, I can hear you right now. Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay, in the forest near a hiking trail.
Yeah, that's what his pendulum guided. Sorry, his phone just failed right now, but
his what?
That's what we gathered from the pendulum was a hiking trail in the forest.
Did he say that I knew the people?
It has nothing to do with water.
Oh, did he say I knew the people?
What was that question?
Did he say that I knew the people that did this? All of them?
The pendulum was still swinging when the phone broke up, so we couldn't hear the question.
Oh, because I knew all the people. I know for sure two of them. I'm thinking I know the other two more of them. People are starting to talk now, like, you know.
Oh, no, you do know the people. You do.
I do know them?
Yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness. Can you tell you what
I'm
happened?
I'm getting real,
no.
Wicked, sinister energy from them as well.
Yes, they're very wicked people. And I think this John guy that killed him has killed another guy by the name of Kenneth, too.
Oh, dear.
I found out this after my son died. See, he was this guy that killed my son was a confidential informant for the sheriff's department here, and we don't have a local police department. We live in a small county. So they're just kind of like trying to sweep it under the rug. Okay, so he's near the forest in the Apa hiking trail. Is it a burn sanctuary there?
Let me, because he's still having trouble with the connection, but I'll ask him. Adrian, does it have anything to do with the bird sanctuary? So the pendulum's swinging right now. He's getting in tune.
Okay. Well, I can hear you better now. Thank God.
Okay.
Yeah, thank God.
Adrian says yes, and is connected to the bird sanctuary.
Okay, that means he's real close to home because our subdivision is a bird sanctuary. I guess if there's one more question I'd want to ask would be, can he tell me what they transported him in?
Yes, let me consult Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Adrian's, recalling in, so he'll be connected soon. Sorry about
that. It's okay. Well, the guy that killed him, he took the carpet out of the trunk of his car, but I'm not sure they moved him in that car. I'm thinking they stored him in that car. This is a horrible thing. It all happened within a half an hour. He called me 8:37 a.m. that morning for a ride home. He sounded normal, but then when I got there, you know, that's when I seen the lady's arm bleeding and things just weren't right, you know. I knew.
Goodness.
I knew the night before he left, he took his medication with him, and that medication was worth a lot of money on the street, and I was very worried about it.
Oh, dear.
I wish he would have listened to me, but he got into an argument with his grandfather and didn't want to stay here, so he went there to stay the night.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he wanted to get high and make him feel better, and now he's dead.
Oh, goodness. Well,
it's really bad. His dad died when he was 28, and his stepdad died when he was 15.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to get a message from his father, you know, maybe he would try and, you know, give me a message, a dream or something, but I haven't gotten anything.
Okay, well, Adrian's about to get back in, so we'll get the ball rolling again. Sorry about that, everybody.
I appreciate this. This is really wonderful. I mean, you know, at least I'm getting somewhere. That's funny because I had in mind that there were six people involved, and you said six. You know, they had a pendulum, too.
That's involved.
What is it?
It's quite the group of friends that are involved.
These were new friends of his, like, in the last year. The one friend has a pendulum, too, and they were using it.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. And my niece found a bloody tie, and I'm wondering if that's associated with my son's murder at the kid's house. She found a bloody tie. It was full of blood. She brought it to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, they might have, you know, tied his brown sword or something. I don't exactly know what happened. Then one guy, the kid likes to play with knives. I know that. He always carries a knife in his pocket.
Well, Adrian consulted the pendulum, and he said a truck was involved in the transportation. Not a car, but a truck.
A truck, okay. A truck. I seen a white truck there and 2 days later.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, I feel better that he's in the forest, not in the water, because if he's in the water, the gators would have got him.
Oh, yeah, no, we're both definitely getting more, earth, forest energies.
Mm-hmm. He's not very far from home. He's off of a trail, huh?
Oh, yeah, it is connected with the trails and the bird sanctuary.
Does it sound like with the Coochie Trail? Does that sound right?
So we'll consult the pendulum.
Okay.
Yeah, he's consulting the pendulum right now.
Okay. six people involved. So I thought Sean, JB, Tiffany, Kayla, John, and Roberta. The police let this guy abandon his house and move out of state, left all his belongings behind. I can't believe it.
The pendulum says it is not that trail you mentioned. It's not that trail.
No? Home Assassin Trail, maybe? Oh, I'm kind of worried it might be Ozella Trail. Oh, that's not good. Somebody told me that they might have pulled all his teeth out so they wouldn't be able to identify him. Yeah, I hope that's not true, but...
Okay, it is the second trail you mentioned. It is.
Home Assassin Trail?
Yes, that's what the pendulum says.
Wow. Okay, so that would be the Withlacoochee State Forest, I believe. Or they call it the Game Reserve. Oh, boy. I wonder how hard it is. Near a road, a main road?
So would you like us to ask about the main road?
Is he near a main road or off a dirt road?
Okay, we'll have him ask the pendulum if it's near the main road. Sorry, everybody. We're having technical difficulties. I apologize to our last caller. Hello, can everybody hear me? Okay, good. Looks like we've been having technical difficulties, but we're going to wait for the caller to come back in. I'm going to be trying to get online again. Until then, we'll just go ahead and continue the caller. Go to the 917 area. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Hi, and how can we help you tonight?
Just have a simple question regarding someone that I'm becoming friendly with at my gym, and obviously I'm getting attracted to this, an attraction on my side, and I want to know if it's mutual and see anything coming out of it.
Is this a love connection?
Excuse me?
Is this a love connection?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just somebody I'm attracted to now. We started as a friendship, but, I started having feelings for.
You want to know if there's a connection there?
I want to know if it's mutual and if something's going to come out of it. Should I make my moves or whatever?
Okay, let me ask. You have a really strong connection with this person, and it is saying that you will have a long-term relationship with this person.
Really, the one at the gym?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's much better now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm back on my phone. We were having some problems, I don't know, and it had something to do with that spirit that we were communicating with.
Yeah.
But I wanted to let you know that it is a very strong connection and that you will have a long-term relationship with this person.
The one from the gym?
Yes.
And when are things going to start moving? Because right now it's just friendship. I don't know what's going on. When are things are going to move into relationship? Because
you
want to
know when?
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out, I wasn't sure if the interest was mutual.
Okay, let me check the timing. Hold on. He wants to know the timing. Okay, let me check the timing here really quick. As soon as I tell you the timing, Reed's going to give you a little more insight on that. He's going to pull one card for you.
Okay. Because right now you're just a friend. We haven't even exchanged numbers or anything, so.
And it is saying soon. So you need to start connecting with this person and communicating with her. So it's saying to do it as soon as possible. That an opportunity is arising for you. And go ahead, Reed.
So the card I pulled for you is the Eight of Cups upside down. And initially, this card means success of an undertaking and a joyous reunion. So this brings in the energy of, like, success and reunion. So you will be joined with her. And, like, whatever plans and ideas you have will be successful and very fruitful.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's really good because I was a little concerned because, you know, we know each other for a month or so. And you just started talking to each other. And before I knew it, you know, we started working out together, so to speak. But I wasn't sure. I started getting feelings. I wasn't sure she was feeling the same way. You know, I was getting a little... I'm glad you told me that. It makes me feel a little better because I was trying to think about making my moves or something, you know, just to see what's up.
You got a real strong connection with her.
Wow.
So that's really positive.
Yeah, I should definitely go ask for a phone number and try to take her out or something then because I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you told me as soon as possible, right? Is that what you want to ask about the timing? Is something about timing?
What's that?
You said as soon as possible. I want to ask you, when do you see a relationship coming out of this?
Well, it's saying as soon as possible, like as soon as you make the move and you start communicating with her, then you guys will be together.
Okay, so I'll do that. But I just want to make sure clear that we are talking right now, but it's just like on a friendly level.
Well, you need to start communicating with her, you know, being open with her.
Okay, well, we'll do that. It sounds good. Thank you very much.
I do say the time is right, and it is closer than you see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. Now you make me feel better.
The stars are in your favor.
I thought I was wasting my time, you know, as you show, but I'm glad you guys told me that. Thank you so much.
Don't get tough. Don't keep trying, because you are building that good hot connection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. So I should just go slowly or just, because right now I'm not even mentioning going out at all. You know, I was thinking probably this week.
It's not saying go slowly. It's saying to do it fast because it's like saying you might pass up an opportunity and it will be successful according to the cards.
Say it again because you broke up a little bit.
It's saying that to do it quickly and it will be successful.
Okay.
Yes, and the cards say when you meet, that'll help like build that connection even more the more you hang out together.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'm going to thank you very much for the message because I was a little concerned about it. So now I know that I just have to try and spend more time together and go for exchange our phone numbers. So I'm going to ask the last question. Is it okay if I ask for exchange for cell phone number, right? I'm planning on doing it probably tomorrow.
Okay. So you want to know if it's okay to ask?
Yeah. Or give them a phone number.
It keeps saying soon. So it's saying right away.
Okay. So it
keeps waiting.
So the pendulum's in the cart, so you need to take action as soon as possible.
Okay, so I got my answers. Okay, thank you very much, guys.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Let me ask you something. Can I ask? Hello?
All right, let's go to the 256 area. You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Wanda, and I'm from Alabama.
Wanda.
Yeah.
Welcome, Wanda.
What's up?
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I've never been here. I got a question. I've got two brothers that just recently passed. And
you
want
to connect with them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what. funny. We start talking about spirits, and then people want to connect tonight. But I just had a friend that just killed himself this morning.
Sorry. This morning?
Yeah. So I'm trying to connect with him, but I'm a little emotional about it right now because I was really close to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out he killed himself. So what was your question?
Well, one brother, he died. He was not sick unexpectedly, and I don't know if it was by somebody else's hands or not. The other brother, he was sick. He was he had lupus really bad, and he knew that our brother passed, and within about 5 days, and my other brother passed, and my other brother went downhill. And they died 29 days apart from each other. But I want to know about if the sickly brother is okay, but also if he's there any messages. But I also want to know if you could pick up anything about what happened to my brother Tommy. What was the cause of his death?
How old was Tommy?
Tommy was 52.
Okay. You want to know how he passed then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see if he'll communicate with us tonight. Tommy, will you communicate with us tonight? He's saying hello. Yeah, he wants to communicate.
Both of them would say like that.
Happy-go-lucky kind of guy, huh?
Donnie was. That's the one that's just passed the fifth.
Yeah.
Donnie was very happy-go-lucky.
Okay, so he's coming through. But you want to know how the other guy died, right?
Yes, how... Okay. Donnie was the older brother of the two, and then Tommy was the younger brother.
Tommy's not as happy right now.
No. He was not.
Did he have any heart problems?
No.
Lung problems?
No.
Okay.
Well, say so I had an autopsy done, and they ruled his death undetermined. The coroner tried to tell me that he died of probably a heart attack. He had nothing like that.
Let me look at my health chart really quick.
Okay.
So I feel like it's health related.
Well, they got kicked
somebody
in the
else.
Head.
Okay, because somebody else was having breathing problems, and I don't know what that was all about.
That was Donnie. Because at the very end, he was, you know, having trouble breathing.
He's the one that's coming in the strongest.
Yeah, he was very happy-go-lucky. Very good guy. He told me all the time he felt like Job in the Bible. Because
okay.
He never did anything wrong, you know. He was always a good guy.
Yeah. I need to find out, in my health chart and find out what caused Tommy's death.
Okay.
Because he's being kind of stubborn right now. He was going to secrets, and I don't know why. It's like saying it's a secret. Okay. 1:30. Just give me a moment.
It's okay.
We got the right page. Okay. Let's look at his health. You don't know, right?
To what?
And you don't know how he died.
Well, there was a fight. I can't get the police to investigate it. They wanted to say he was just died of natural causes, and I went and, you know, politely asked him to investigate it because there was two people that knew about the fight. He had the man keep him in his head in his own house, and I felt like something that hit from the kick. I felt like
something
his cerebral
physical.
Spinal fluid came out of his. If you hit your head hard enough, you got cerebral spinal fluid, and you ain't gonna have bleeding in the brain, but you can get hit in the head or something like that, and your cerebral spinal fluid would come out of your ear, and you will die. And I saw a lot of white. I couldn't understand what the white water was coming out of his ear.
There was something physical, and it was. It was got beat up.
Huh?
He got beat up to death.
Right, but there was no signs of trauma. You know what I'm saying? He had like a small bruise on his head. He got sucker punched when he went to his kitchen, and a crackhead found him. And he said that the guy that hit him, because my brother began to be spiritual, said he went over when my brother fell down and kicked him in his head. And my brother did have a small bruise, but he didn't get a fracture to the head. But I feel like that kick to the head is what done
he got, it. Yeah, he got brain damaged.
Well, it didn't show, though, in the autopsy. They said that there was no signs of a... They said when they sent him off for his autopsy, they couldn't find anything wrong with his heart. His no brain, no kidneys, no liver. He didn't even pee and poop on himself, but the fluid came out of his ears. This is like white water.
That's what it's showing in the chart. It's showing a brain damage of some sort.
Right. That's how I feel, but how can you prove it? It took him like 5-6 days for them to do the autopsy. By that time, there was no cerebral fluid coming out of his ear. It's done dried up because by the time that he got back from the autopsy, he was so decomposed he could not even be in the chapel. We had to put him straight in the ground because he was
Reed, are you blood. Picking up something that, the first thing that came to me, are you picking up something that was covered up?
I feel like the guy that found him, it was a crack meth head, and his father is an ex-police officer. And he's the one that witnessed the fight, and the detective would not, even though he told the detective that there was a fight, they won't take his word, and they won't go in, because they said that there was nothing, when they did the autopsy, they couldn't find brain damage. But like I told you, you can get hit in the head. You can have a small bruise, a small hit, without it being fracturing your skull, but you got cerebral spinal fluid that coats it, huh?
So there's something more involved, like somebody's covering something up, because that's what it's showing in my chart.
Okay, I tell you why, because they refused. I begged them. I wouldn't let them take him out of the house. I wouldn't see him. And the coroner told me he was dead 10 minutes. Then he said he was dead for 2 hours. I picked up my brother's fingers, and they were black. They were already decomposed. After the autopsy, we found that he'd been dead over 12 hours. He was trying to make me convinced that he'd died of a heart attack, but I already knew about the fight. They didn't rope off the scene. They didn't do anything, and I tried to get them to investigate it. Then they didn't do it.
Tell her.
Huh?
Tell her.
Okay, in regards to if he's getting the feeling and the pension says something covering up, we actually ended up getting the fraud and trickery card in connection with your problem.
Can you say that again, sir? You kind of low.
Oh, sir, my phone has issues. When I pulled a card in regards to the someone covering something up, we did get the possible fraud or trickery card.
Yeah.
So someone is trying to lie and make something look like something it's not.
Yeah. Well, that could be me, though, too, as well, because I feel in my heart, I feel like something happened to him. But I'm not trying to trick anybody. I'm trying to get down to the point. You know, we all, like your friend, you know he died. You said he committed suicide. You know that. My brother was happy. He was, you know, miserable. He just got out of a 2-year depression and was starting to church, and he was happy. And he was happy. He just began to be happy the last three weeks of his life. And then that happened.
I think we're losing it.
Okay, looks like we lost a caller. I don't know. We were having some technical problems. Let's go to the 352 area. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Cindy. I lost you.
Hi, Cindy. We're back with you. I'm sorry. We've been having problems with our show tonight.
Wow, it sounds like she's having the same problem I have, and we don't want to get involved or do anything about it.
It could be the spirits covering things up, but sometimes they do that, especially when there's some negative entities involved, you know.
Yeah. My husband, Kenneth's father, died in 1988 in an accident. Does he have anything
Died in an accident?
Yeah, Richard Ritchie, he burnt to death in a gasoline tanker in 1988
okay.
in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
It happened in Detroit, Michigan.
All right. And is this a, you said it was a woman?
No, it was Kenny's father. Kenny's my son's
okay.
father died in 1988 in a gasoline tanker in Detroit, Michigan.
And how did he die?
He was in an accident. He was driving a gasoline tanker, and some lady cut him off, and he burnt to death in a truck, a gasoline tanker.
Oh, horrible death. Let's see what messages he has. Okay, he's saying that you will find the death and you will find the remains of this body, and it will be coming very shortly, within a week time, he said.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Oh, my God. Just have the closure, you know. It's hard. You know, it's bad enough that he was murdered, but, you know, when you can't find out the remains, you have no, you know, you don't know what happened. This has been a 30-minute, you know, time frame. It's just crazy.
And it is saying that it will be investigated.
Yeah, by the police and by the FBI.
By the FBI?
Yeah, because we've been trying to get the FBI involved. Hmm.
But that's going to take a little bit of time, and it will be during the weekend of some sort.
They will. Will they? Will we get justice for this?
It is saying yes. It will bring justice.
So in other words, I need to keep looking for them, huh? Are we supposed to find them, or is somebody else? Is the FBI going to find them? Do you know who's going to find them?
I'm going to ask my spirit guide if you're going to have any kind of dreams about this.
I wish I could.
And it is saying, yes, you will have a dream about this, probably either tonight or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to your dreams. Be open to receive. He's saying to not show any kind of fear of what could be involved in the woods when the spirits take you through the woods.
And prepare to find bones, whatever, you know. I just want to find them. He's my son. I love him. And, you know, I know his spirit's not there, but, you know, just the remains, you know, for autopsies purposes and have a service or whatever, you know. Okay, so I'm probably going to... If I keep on looking, I'm going to find them then, huh?
Yes, and it's going to be really soon.
Really soon. Okay. Is there any kind of, like, buildings near there, abandoned buildings or anything
not
like that?
Here. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you
Hello?
Hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
For some reason, you're cutting in and out.
Is there any, like, restaurants or abandoned buildings or anything near where he's at?
Restaurants
or abandoned buildings, yeah, because, you know, that forest goes just into, like, two different counties. It's really huge.
Not saying any restaurants.
Like abandoned buildings, like a, industrial type plants or anything like that?
That one is correct.
There's one?
Mm-hmm.
He is buried, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just keeps turning towards yes, yes, yes. Sometimes when his energy comes through, it's kind of weak, and sometimes it's strong. I think it's just because he's been through a lot of trauma.
Is he in there? Can you tell me when they removed when this all happened, they removed the carpet out of the house, and I'm wondering if they wrapped his body in that carpet.